I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado officials have highlighted seven shovel-ready road and winter projects should the Trump administration secure infrastructure funding. The National Governors Association sent that list, along with projects from 48 other states and territories, to the Trump administration yesterday. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
President Donald Trump wants to revamp the nation's roads and bridges to the tune of roughly $1 trillion. Amy Ford is a spokeswoman for the Colorado Department of Transportation. She says the state is facing a $9 billion shortfall over the next decade. The most urgent projects focus on I-25 and I-70, and she's hopeful something can get done in Washington.
The question is how to pay for a system that has been very underfunded nationwide for a while now. And that's why you see projects like this on these lists. Since this is a priority of the new president's administration to really identify those areas and the impacts that projects like that could have on the country, on our infrastructure, on economic development.
Colorado's list includes adding an express lane heading west on I-70 into the mountains and adding capacity lanes along the northern and southern parts of I-25. It also includes water projects and one to expand rural broadband. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Colorado's Senate delegation again voted along party lines in the confirmation hearing of Jeff Sessions for U.S. Attorney General. Democrat Michael Bennett voted no, while Republican Cory Gardner voted yes. This is 91.5 KRCC News.